From Chicago, the American Broadcasting Company presents an address by the President of the United States. The President, on his way back to Washington from his cross-country tour, has stopped in Chicago to address the closing session of a three-day Democratic Party rally, the National Democratic Conference and Jefferson Jubilee. The scene tonight is the huge Chicago Stadium. The President will be presented by Scott W. Lucas, the senior senator from Illinois. Senator Lucas.
Ladies and gentlemen, the President of the United States.
Thank you very much. Senator Lucas, Governor, Mr. Mayor, Mr. Vice President of the United States, fellow Democrats. This pageant we've just seen shows the part that the Democratic Party has played in the building of our country. The Democratic Party has helped to make this country great, and I am proud to be a Democrat. In Jefferson's time, the American people created the Democratic Party to free themselves from the control of the privileged few. Since then, from time to time, the American people have chosen our party as their instrument to create the kind of nation that Jefferson dreamed of. A land of opportunity and justice for all. The Democratic Party has always been the servant of the American people. It is still the servant of the people, working for equal opportunity and equal justice for all. Since Jefferson's day, our country has made great progress. We are now one of the most powerful, if not the most powerful, nation in the world. We carry tremendous responsibility as a result of that power. The problems we face today are different from those of Jefferson's time. But the Democratic Party is still true to the great principles that shine through all that Jefferson said and wrote. Thomas Jefferson had faith in the people. He believed that the people could govern themselves wisely if they knew the facts. The Democratic Party today still believes that. We believe in giving the facts to the people. That's what I've been trying to do on this trip to the Pacific Northwest. I think it is a good thing for the President to get around the country as often as possible and let the people know what he looks like and what he stands for. The President is elected by the people, and he has a duty to report to them. Some Republican politicians don't seem to think the president should visit with the people. I was followed around on this trip by a representative of theirs. He had a private plane, and he showed up to see the crowds everywhere I stopped. I understand that he thought the crowds were disappointing. That is, disappointing to him. The way he showed up everywhere reminds me of a little poem, and it goes like this. I have a little shadow that goes in and out with me. And what can be the use of him is more than I can see. I don't know what my little shadow expected to find on this trip, but I'll tell you what he did find. He found that the people like to have their elected officials come out and talk with them face to face. And that is what I propose to keep on doing. I'm going to express a personal wish now. I wish the opposition would come out for something and be a real opposition. A great political party cannot survive by being against everything that is for the good of the people. Remember the demise of the Federalist Party. Remember the Whig Party and how it passed into oblivion. We need a strong two-party system in this great republic of ours. And I sincerely hope that the Republican Party will profit by the examples I have cited. The Democratic Party believes today, as it has believed for 150 years, that if the people know the facts, they will solve their problems the right way. The Democratic Party today is the party of the mainstream of American life. It is the party of progressive liberalism. We do not share the delusions of the extreme left. We reject the godless theories of communism. We believe in the free will of men and in the democratic exercise of the rights of his rights as a human being. We do not share the prejudices of the extreme right. We do not share their fear of change or their delusions that we can go back to the past. We believe in progress. We know that you cannot get along in the atomic age with horse and buggy ideas. We are willing to tackle the problems that confront our country on the basis of the facts as they are now, not as they used to be a long time ago. And above all, we believe that our country has before it, for all its citizens, a glorious future. I know there are some people who do not agree with us. I wish all these doubting Thomases could have gone along with me on the trip I've been making to the Pacific Northwest and back. That would have convinced them, if anything could, that this country has a wonderful future ahead of it. When that great dam, the Grand Coulee Dam, was started, some people said there was no future in that. They said there was no one there to use electric power except coyotes and jackrabbits. I wish they could see that place now. I wish they could see the homes and farms and cities and plants that are using the power from Grand Coulee today. I wish they could talk to the people out there about the plans they have for the future. The people in the Northwest know what the Democratic Party means when it talks about progress, about an expanding economy. and so do the people in the rest of the country. Now, some sour critics have been saying lately that my hopes for the future of the country are just idle dreams. I admit that I do have some ideas about a wonderful future for this United States of America. I do dream of making our country a better place to live in. And what's more, there are a lot of Americans who share those dreams. I believe that every American family has a dream of a better future and is working to make it come true. I want those dreams to come true. The Democratic Party would deserve to be retired from office and thrown to the ash heap of history if it ever stopped dreaming of what we can do to make our country better. But we in the Democratic Party are more than dreamers. We know that it takes hard work to make dreams come true. The Democratic Party has never tried to tell the American people that they could make their dreams come true simply by sitting still and wishing. Right now, the two biggest jobs this nation faces are to assure an increasing standard of living for our people and to achieve peace in the world. To do those jobs, is going to take the hardest kind of work. To achieve peace, we must cooperate with other free nations in maintaining a strong common defense against aggression. To achieve peace, we must cooperate with other free nations in building a prosperous world. To achieve peace, we must cooperate with other countries in strengthening and improving the United Nations. These tasks are all difficult, long, and expensive, but we will not shrink from them, for they are the way to peace. They are the way to create a community of nations at peace with one another, working for the good of all men. And that is one of our greatest dreams. To assure an ever-expanding standard of living for the American people, we must have better farms and better factories, more businesses and more jobs. We must have better health, education, security, and recreation for all the people. We in the Democratic Party know that these things will come about only through progressive action and hard work. But we know they can come about, that we can make our dreams come true. We know that because of the progress we have already made. Look at the progress that business has made already. You often hear it said that the Democratic Party is unfair to business, is taxing it to death, and has taken all incentive away from private enterprise. A great deal of propaganda is issued to try and make you believe that private initiative and private profit are on the last mile to extinction. But what are the facts? In 1949, corporate profits after taxes, were double what they were 10 years ago. In 1949, industrial production was 60% more than it was in 1939. In 1949, new investment in plant and equipment for business purposes was more than double what it was 10 years ago.